Charlotte. Verdopolis. Charlotte's eyes were shut, but she knew she was no longer at her desk. The little parsonage in Yorkshire was far away.
A party.
The final scene of her story would be a grand party. The lovers had been tested. Insurmountable obstacles had stood in their way, but now their trials were over. They were married. All of Charlotte's characters, major and minor, would come together for a celebration. At a certain point, the new wife and the new husband would see each other across the room and share a knowing look. And anyone reading Charlotte's story would sigh with contentment, because that look would somehow contain all the couple's happiness and prefigure all their golden days to come. Yes, Charlotte thought. That was how it would be. She imagined room after dazzling room in readiness, fires glowing, silver gleaming, glassware sparkling on ornate tables. She opened her eyes. A beautiful woman in gossamer silk floated through the fine rooms, making a last inspection before her guests arrived. It was Mary Henrietta Wellesley, the new bride. Shyly, she nodded at the footmen in velvet and gold. Though of high birth, she had been raised modestly and was unused to having so many servants. Charlotte was no longer sitting. Instead, she crouched behind a crimson curtain.
"Who's there?" Mary Henrietta cried. "Show yourself!"
She turned to alert a footman. Charlotte stepped out, and for one horrible moment, she was herself, a plain girl in a mouse-coloured dress, too small, too ill-favoured to belong anywhere in this world. She looked down at her worn shoes on the gleaming marble, murmuring under her breath. Eager for the party to begin, Lord Charles had dressed early and now had nothing else to occupy his childish temperament but to harass his poor new sister. Somewhere, far away in Haworth, these words appeared across Charlotte's story paper.
"Oh, it's you, Charles," Mary Henrietta said with a merry laugh. "Don't frighten me so."
Charlotte, now a boy of 10 in a blue velvet suit, capered across the floor.
"Will the Duke and Duchess of Verdena be here? And the Earl of St. Clair and the young Viscount?"
Her high boy's voice echoed in the enormous room.
"Of course."
A shadow passed across Mary Henrietta's lovely face. "Unless they receive a better invitation.